You may have heard our next guest featured on Ideas Network shows and WPR news stories over the years. Marge Gibson is the president and co-founder of Anago-based Raptor Education Group, Inc., or Reggie. They nurse sick and injured birds back to health with the goal of releasing them back into the wild. This past weekend, Marge released three rehabilitated bald eagles in Prairie du Sac. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she's done this more than 1,000 times through her career. We thought it'd be fun to get to know her a little better and learn more about her work at Reggie. Marge, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
How'd the release go this weekend in Prairie du Sac?
It was absolutely beautiful. It couldn't have gone better. We had about 2,500 people there, and everyone got to see and appreciate the eagles. So it was really a beautiful time.
I will say I wasn't there this weekend, but I have been at the eagle release in the past. And what I didn't expect was kind of just the emotional surge of seeing these rehabilitated eagles take flight over the river. Does it still have that power for you even after you've done it so many times?
You know, it never gets old. And I think that, you know, when people think you're used to it, you know, I've worked with eagles for 50 years, and everyone still holds me in awe. And, well, every bird does. And I think that, you know, no, it never gets old. I think when it does, I need to quit.
What led you to devote so much of your life to raptors and other birds?
You know, I'm one of those incredibly lucky people that it was my life's passion even before I knew what a passion was. My parents maintained that my very first word was birdie. And, you know, they were, you know, pretty surprised, but they were very nature-oriented. I was the youngest, so they chose to sort of accept this strange little child that they produced and let me go with it.
Now, you ended up here in Wisconsin, and there's been just this incredible story with bald eagles in particular, this decline and the rise. When you first got here, where were we with bald eagles in Wisconsin?
Well, I was actually born in Anago, and after college, moved to California. So I was there for about 28 years and moved back as my parents got a little older, and I really wanted to come back to my roots and try to give back to my state that had nurtured me. So the eagles were at a better population than when I left. When I was a kid, we really didn't have many at all. In fact, if you saw an eagle, it was a kind of a rare exception. So it was gratifying to come back and see them and to see the population improving. And one of the things that we did was I had worked with condors and golden eagles and bald eagles in California and then up in Alaska with the Exxon Valdez oil spill. So I had more recently worked with eagles, so it was kind of fresh on my mind. And the very first birds we accepted into rehab here were bald eagles. So we really ended up having to build a facility that would suit them and would allow them to recover in condition and that sort of thing, and that's kind of how Reggie was born.
Talking to Marge Gibson, president and co-founder of the Anago-based Raptor Education Group, Inc., or Reggie. Marge, that's a very unique design. How does one design and create a rehabilitation facility that can meet the needs of eagles and other birds?
Well, what they need is a lot of space. They need to fly, and they need to be able to turn. And if an eagle or any bird, for instance, has a broken wing or a broken leg or starvation, they lose their muscles. They atrophy their muscles. So they have to build that back up before they're able to go back out into the wild. And fly, they're very much like an airplane. If they're missing some wing feathers, it's like an airplane missing part of its wing or its tail. So it really affects their flight. And we have to make sure they're perfect. So basically, it's a really large building, and it's about 110 feet long, 60 feet wide, and it is sectioned off smaller areas on one side. But they're able to fly in there. They're able to socialize with other eagles of all ages. We have an area where our foster parent eagles can raise orphans, so they're not imprinted to humans. And that's a very, very important thing when they're going back out into the wild.
A lot of the eagles you deal with and other birds are there because of injuries. What are some of the most preventable causes of an eagle ending up at Reggie that you would hope we could just stop in the first place?
Well, you know, about 90% of the injuries or the problems that we see are man-made. So part of rehab, with at least my emphasis, is if it's man-caused, then it's responsibility of us to try to fix that. So that's kind of the premise by which I work. Well, there's poisonings, a lot of poisonings. Lead poisoning is one of the big ones, and that comes after deer season, basically, if hunters are still using lead ammunition. Lead doesn't, the bullet doesn't go through the animal that's the target animal. It fragments, and it looks like a storm inside, and people don't realize that. But when the gut piles are left, and, you know, maybe sometimes even people even shoot a deer and the deprivation permit, hoping to feed the eagles because, you know, they like them, but they don't realize that they're actually poisoning them. And that's something that people can change. Just use copper bullets, not copper plated, but copper bullets, and it would take care of the whole thing. Other kinds of poisoning, rat poisoning, it not only poisons the target animals, but it poisons if something eats that rat or that rabbit or that squirrel that has had contact with the you know, rodent poisoning, they too are poisoned. So like a domino effect. And again, that's something that that we just have to be very aware of and realize that, you know, it's not only the target animal. Hit by cars, you know, just be more careful. If you see a deer in the road, if you can drag it off to the side, that would be wonderful. People think that eagles are, you know, they can get out of anywhere because they're eagles, right? But they're large. When they have a full crop, they're lumbering, and they really need space to get airborne, and they don't have that quickly when a car is coming around the corner. So they really can't get out of the way and are often hit and injured.
I understand this year marks Reggie's 30th anniversary. What are you most proud of over those three decades?
You know, I think the education that we do, education, of course, it's part of our name. And one of the things that I think is the most important, educating the public about the birds that we share our life with. That's one of the reasons that the public releases are important. People get to see them and appreciate them and really understand them on a different level. I can tell people about them, but until they experience them, they truly don't. They don't get it, or they, you know, they think they do. But seeing one very close, and I walk around the crowd in a safe manner, of course. But what I love most is the little children can see them and start to think about maybe their future, what they can do. Maybe they can be part of the solution for wildlife when they grow up. And I think that might be the most important thing that we do.
Now, my wife commented one time growing up in Wisconsin, never seeing sandhill cranes or hardly ever. And now our kids, you know, we see them all the time. Do you think as you're working of that next generation of kids, maybe saying birdie for the first time, that you know, you might have helped put those birds in the sky for them to see?
Well, I sure hope so. I guess that's something that I wanted to do. But I think just stimulating people, you know, just stimulating people to do good things on their own is what I hope I've done. And bringing reality back to, you know, to the public and to kids, that kids are naturally interested in wildlife. They're naturally interested in outdoors. And just letting them do that and telling them it's okay and that, you know, the eagle's not going to eat them, you know, and telling them about the intelligence so they can make up their own mind. And that's an important thing.
Marge, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Marge Gibson is the executive director of the Anago-based Raptor Education Group, Inc., or Reggie. We talked to her about her passion for raptors, especially eagles, and her group's mission to rehabilitate and release those birds into the wild. You can get more info on Reggie and what they do at raptoreducationgroup.org.